Guess who's back?
Check back one, two. Again. Oh, that's not a good start, what? Tai-Tai.
Guess who's Wait, back?
It's a song I just made up.
I don't like that we're beginning with a look. Tyler's here.
I don't
Everyone
like the
get
background
excited.
Noise.
Can we make sure I'm louder this week?
Tyler, you're pretty loud.
I was quiet last week.
You were so quiet last week. Is that a joke?
Yeah. And for earlier, Mike was like, oh, really?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
I feel so. Does that sound weird? I sound weird, right? I sound like I'm inside a shoebox.
It's probably no, you kind of are. Probably where we are.
No, but you guys sound good.
Oh, I always sound good.
No, seriously. I gotta change.
You were just messing with this thing.
I was trying to.
Don't mess with it. Let's just do the show.
Do I need to bring McFoley up here?
I don't have any pens up here.
What? Anderson's doing some MacGyver tinkering with his
Hope that
microphone
does something.
Right now.
Check one, two. Oh, it sounds worse.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't sound bad at all.
Sounds better, right?
Does not sound bad at all. All
right, so let's get to the program.
One minute in and we haven't done anything yet.
At least we're a minute in. I looked down and I saw zeros. Oh, I didn't see that one, and I'm like, ah!
Only 59 left to go.
Mm. Welcome to the ADI. I'm Anderson. There's Michael Keith Carolina to my right, and there's Tai-Tai sitting like an effeminate young man to my left. Why are you sitting like that, Tai-Tai?
It's comfortable. Mm-hmm. I have long legs.
It is effeminate.
It's not hard to stretch out in my sweet office.
So we're doing this from Mike Carano's office at the Improv.
I feel like we've talked about this office a lot, and you've never shown us.
The word shithole sums it up, right? Like, if you've ever been in a place that deserves to be called a shithole.
We got to take a picture for this episode, right?
I'd rather not.
Why, you're afraid the fire department might
no,
see it?
No, because I want to, I want the
He's
mystery
afraid other
to
human
remain.
Beings might see it.
I did post a picture before they cleaned it for me.
What?
And it was piled to the ceiling.
What did it
with,
look like before?
With kitchen supplies all the way out. And like six guys came in here on a Saturday and they worked all day to get everything out of here. It was piled to the ceiling with dishes, pots, and pans.
Wait, so this has only recently been your office?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
My
they
office,
moved him in here.
My office is that restroom now, that in the other side of the in the other building.
Someone argued this is a restroom.
Yeah.
So imagine, if you will, like there is a circus that has like a home base, and this is like where they would keep the little people, probably. You know what
imagine,
I mean? This would be like their nice little apartment with miniature
this feels
furniture.
Like
imagine if you bought that Destination Disaster, and on the beginning of the video, and we stopped in Baker and went into that motel.
Yeah. A little bit like
it's
that.
Not far off from that.
It sort of feels like a high school used to have a sports program, and then they had to get rid of it because of budget cuts.
Yeah.
And they've taken over what used to be the like head coach, head PE office.
Only I've got
connected
way,
to the locker room.
Way more ketchup than any high school.
Yeah.
And we've molasses.
Got way more black beans. We've got way more pizza sauce.
We could last here for a while if there's some cataclysmic event.
Yeah,
show me
say,
one thing that we're going to live on.
It would
on
just be sauce. We'd just be having a lot of sauce.
The scenario where everyone's trapped at the Improv and you can't get out.
Yeah, I don't want to be up here.
You're okay. No, because you can live off molasses for months, probably.
If a gunman were to come in here, I'm probably safe.
What's a gunman?
A gunman. Gunman. Gunman? Gunman?
The gunman sounds like somebody you guys go out to see. Like, hey, everybody gather around.
The
gunman's
gunman.
Here.
Hey, I'm Sammy the gunman.
The reason
I buy a gun.
I went with little person is because like the half wall, which is like upside down. So imagine if you will, like, instead of stepping over like a half wall, you have to step underneath the half wall. And this printer makes me feel like a very small person because it's the biggest printer you've
it's
ever seen.
It's a big printer.
So I
it
feel
does
like
look
a
prop from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
A little Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in this place, right? And then imagine, if you will, like it's a slanted one of those attic rooms.
Yes.
And there's like every now and again, there'll just be like a giant hole in the drywall where they're like, somebody's like, we need a somewhat rectangular hole there so we can put bolts and wires through
it. Yep.
And somebody with cross eyes did the hole. And there's a pipe.
Yeah.
It's the pipe that goes right through.
Well, look at all that shit.
Michael.
That's cleaned up because it used to just be a pile of wires.
Okay, I'd so argue that it's still a pile of wires.
A bunch of wires and flashing lights. Looks like
that box is new. That used to all be on the ground, just like a foot deep of just cables and wires and internet
connections.
So
when the internet went out, you just killed yourself?
That looks like master central control, right? Master control?
Yes, it is.
If I were to go urinate over
absolutely.
There, would the show go down out
the
there?
The show would not go down, but all of the internet and the ticketing system would.
And now mankind is having a show out there right now, right?
Any moment. Right through that hole.
Oh, you can actually see up here?
We can stick our head through that curtain right there.
Can we stick our wieners through there?
We can stick our wieners through. But
that would be pretty sweet if somebody got out of the corner of their eye. They're like, wait, what is that?
Yeah, three wieners.
Oh, that'd be the most avant-garde show ever. If, like, we actually did another show here at the Improv, and we had the After Disaster, like...
Welcome to the show. I'd like you all to direct your attention to the upper left-hand corner of the ceiling. And there's just a wiener sticking through.
Wagging.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Who's Peter and why do we appreciate him?
What are you doing?
Somebody used to work in this office.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's
I'm
a weird little creepy label that says, I appreciate you, Peter.
The tale of my office is a tale of disrespect. My very first office was at the Brea Improv, and it was a kitchen storage room at the old Improv in Brea, not the one we've been to recently. But it turned out I lucked into having a cool office because I had an office that was on the mall, and I had windows. Mm. Then I moved up here. And they gave me the Second City office, and they moved them to another office. So my office that people will come into and make fun of because it was so small used to have four people in it. This was the main Improv office for 10 years, 11 years. And it is a shithole. What'd you just do?
Turned us up so we can hear better.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't touch the levels.
Okay. It changed. Something changed.
Enough about the office, I guess. We'll just adapt it into it, and we'll do a show.
We can keep talking about it, because this is probably where we're going to be doing the show.
How do you say that? Apropos? Apropos? How do you say that?
Appropriate?
Yeah, but like...
Apropos.
There's like some other way to say... I don't know, but it does. It feels appropriate for our show.
Yeah.
I'll get some nicer chairs if you want.
You know how dumb we are? If there was some kind of apocalyptic event, and the three of us got stuck in here...
How dumb are we?
Here's how dumb... It'd be like 4 or 5 years afterwards, and like some new settlers, the survivors, the strong ones, would actually come across us. We'd all be dead skeletons, and we wouldn't.
And our dicks would be sticking out of the curtain.
Because there's no bones in dicks, so they'd be gone.
Wait, what? But,
like, we wouldn't have been able to figure out, because they're giant cans. Like, all the food is just the giant cans. And, like,
we don't have a can opener.
We'd have only eaten the screw-off ketchup and mayo.
Barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, and ketchup is all we'd... Wait, can we get that corn open?
The black beans would not be open. The corn, it would just... They'd be, like, smashed on the ground.
We got plenty of sugar.
I think we could figure out a way to open them.
I don't think we would, because that's how dumb we are. Mm. Oh, well, we got all that cane sugar up there.
Well, the fact of the matter is there's a door to this office, so we could probably just go out the door and get more food.
It got caved in with big giant rocks. Okay. Yeah. Big giant rocks. What's going on out there?
Are they playing previews?
They are. The show's starting.
They play previews here now?
They always do.
How quiet do we have to be?
They didn't play previews for our show. I would not have accepted that.
No, I said no to our show.
Okay, good. Smart move. Because it used to be Todd Glass, and he'd say, you come in, you sit down, laugh.
Might be Todd Glass. No, it's something else. Some other piece of
shit.
He'd
say, you come in, you buy your ticket, you sit down, shut up, laugh. That's all you do. And then you leave.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, that was aggressive.
He didn't say it in that voice, but.
I spent $40 to be here, and he's yelling at me.
Yeah. But sometimes people need to be yelled at.
Yeah, sure.
We've had some assholes come through.
I just went here tonight. I was in the bathroom before this here show, before we began the program, and he was asking me, like, how to get in the show. I'm like, dude, I don't know. And he's like, can I just, like, kind of, like, be in the show? And
Anderson,
I'm like,
that's all called a mirror, and that was you.
No, and he was, like, squinty-eyed, and he was doing that, like, really hard laugh at everything I said. I'm like, I don't know, dude. I don't even work here.
We had a...
That's awful.
I'm like, dude, you're going to get fucking thrown out any minute now.
Yeah, there's a lot of lack of responsibility within these walls. And, for example, one day I came in here about 6 months ago, and I said, where's the lights that I put up around the pictures in that little ticketing booth lobby? Mm-hmm. I strung the LED lights.
Right.
And everyone's like, I don't know. I went through every manager. Where's the lights? I don't know. Mm. And I go, well, somebody climbed up there and took lights down that took me about 3.5 hours to put up. And they systematically took them down and took the timers and all the extension cords that I ran on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And not one person within this company has any idea what happened.
Still
with lights.
No.
No.
To this day.
Not to this day. No one knows where they are. No one knows who took them down. No one has any reason.
Surprise.
Today I came in, or yesterday I came in.
Just to light my dick through the
yesterday
show.
Yesterday I came in, and I'm like.
Tyler just went straight for his dick. I'm sorry. No one could see that, but he just leaned back and started unzipping his pants. Stop it. What are you doing? Tyler, that joke is over.
Pressing the mic.
Stop it.
Yesterday I came in, and one of my pictures was off the wall on the ground. And
off the wall?
I noticed
like
all
Vans?
The. Like Vans? Then I noticed like five pictures
are
put back.
Yeah, that was way better than me pointing my microphone in my crotch.
In different places. So somebody walked down the hallway Saturday night or Sunday during the football game and just ripped pictures off the wall. And then somebody else went and tried to put them back but couldn't do it.
Right.
So they're crooked and they're in the wrong place and stuff. And I've asked every fucking person who was here.
I think I might know who.
And all the managers. And nobody has any idea what happened. I don't know. I'm like, well, somebody knows because somebody ripped them off the wall and somebody else tried to put them back.
Now, at the risk of having you demand Tyler edit this out. When was the last time? How do you say?
Who gives a
what
shit?
What was the last time he did a set here?
Never.
Because he hates you.
Yeah, so what? It's like having a fucking rodeo clown hate you. Big fucking whoop. Well, it is. You know who hates you? Gallagher. Oh, no, really?
I just hit my head on the short wall.
Yeah. There's a few people in life that really hate me, and a few of them.
What's worse, being hated by Gallagher or by his weird twin brother that like stole his act?
I think being hated by his brother
I think he sold him his act. He sold it to him.
I believe he sold it to him as well, but I don't really know. I don't really have the facts.
He paid in futures and watermelon seeds.
I heard about 20 minutes of a Crispin Glover interview today.
What?
I heard about 20 minutes of a...
Are you still jealous of him?
I was never jealous of him.
I thought you were.
Why would I be jealous of him?
Because you had a girlfriend who dated him for a while before you.
I wasn't jealous.
I thought you were.
Wait, we could hold our mics out to the show right now and say that these people are our guests also. Yeah. We could say our episode 321 featuring
Mick
Foley. We could just play like the last...
Like all of his good bits?
We could just put the mic right through that curtain where the dicks are going to go.
We have to do that.
I don't understand. If there's a curtain, how is all of our sound not just going out?
I'm sure it is.
It is. Like there's people sitting. That's why I said we can't be super loud because there's people... Like right beneath us in that back corner booth. Like the sound booth is right about here.
I don't want to be a dick, but I mean, I'd hedge my bets. I'd guess that there's gonna be more funny coming from this room than the stage in there. I mean, Mick Foley's a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, one of his biggest fans apparently is Santa.
What is that guy's deal? Yeah, there's some dude here wearing a sparkly Santa outfit.
It's February 4th, 5th, 9th.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. It's like 85 fucking degrees.
It's really hot, and there's a guy dressed in full Santa, and he's got the real deal beard, and he's robust. He's a huge man.
Yes.
Robust.
Mm-hmm. Rotund.
Robust is the most polite way I've ever
seen
for you to call him a fat fuck.
He might not fit in this room.
All right, so how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
No, but I'm going to keep a positive attitude.
Positive attitude.
Mm-hmm. That's my heat gun right there.
I saw it looks like a blow dryer. Has a chick ever come in here and tried to blow dry her hair with it?
God, she's going to burn the fuck out of her hair because that's about 10 times hotter than a blow dryer.
And why'd you get it?
So I could burn shit.
Tyler, show the audience.
Oh. What,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's rubbing it. Rub it at least. Give them a look. The audio.
My cord is wrapped around your dong.
The amount.
My dong is out the curtain.
Of heat.
Guys, I really want to do a show now and have like fake dicks out there.
Okay.
We just do like a little hot dogs on a string.
No, Emily can just give us some giant dildos.
That'd be pretty great. Like one comes out, the spotlight, and then another one comes out, and then a big black one.
You know
comes
what we'll
out.
Do? Here's what we'll do.
Oh!
Next time we do a live after disaster, we'll have two dicks sticking out, and we'll have a spotlight from the stage, and we'll go to them like they're the little old men of the Muppets.
Oh, not bad. And they have little voices,
and they'll be like,
"Oh, that takes like prop comics to a whole new level."
Yeah, yeah.
Or like ventriloquist. I can never say it. Ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist and prop comics at the same time. Because the dicks will be talking.
Ventrilla dicks.
Not bad.
It's not great.
Somebody's had to have pulled out their dick and done
Penis puppetry is a thing.
Yeah. Puppetry with the penis.
There was that show that was going around town for a while, about. Right?
Yeah. Well, but there's also that guy who played before Fart Barf who liked to whip his dong out.
Oh, yeah. But
swing
that's
that around.
We're talking about the puppetry of the penis, right?
Yes.
And it would always open for vagina monologues.
I don't want to call him
out. Sounds like an evening I don't want anything to do with.
I don't want to call him out on this, but Nick Swartzen in this very club many a time has come up to me and gone, "Hey, can you see what time it is?" and wrapped his dick around his wrist.
My buddy Alex used to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. What?
He
would pull his dick
people.
Out and he'd stretch it over his wrist. Yeah. And he'd go, "Can you see what time it is?" And I'd look at it before I recognized that it was a stretched out penis.
"Hey, can you see what time it is?"
Yeah.
I could totally hear him saying it. There are certain people in most people's lives that just like are the dick guys. Like,
yeah,
they just
I was that guy
out.
For about two
what?
Years. Yeah.
You
were the
dick
dude?
When I was in like 1990, 1991.
I know most eras of Mike. I don't know
dick
when
era.
When I would get really drunk, I would try to find a way to whip my dick out in public.
Well, you've taken pictures of it like with a happy face and
took
stuff.
Took one
like, right?
picture of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not jealous of Crispin Glover.
Was it, was it your Christmas card or something? Or you wanted it to be?
I need to get this out real quick. What I was going to say about Crispin Glover, I know it's not going to be funnier, is he was talking about how he's starting to get into stand-up comedy, and he never got into George Carlin because he mistook him for Gallagher.
That's
and just
pretty good.
Recently, he started watching Carlin videos, and he's like, "Oh, man, was I wrong?" He goes, "I thought he was the prop guy that hit shit."
We all do that, though,
yes,
right?
We all
But usually it's not that massive of a mistake.
I can't tell you my mistake I made in regards to that because it costs someone money and it's someone we both know. But I can tell you off air.
Dr. Drew?
I really can't.
Just do it.
No,
why not?
I can't.
Why?
Because the person that gets the brunt of it is a very nice person.
All right. I think I know who he's talking about. Okay, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Is it... There was Bobby Lee and Joe Coy?
No. No. I love Bobby Lee.
Okay.
There was a... My boss asked me 10, 12 years ago, what do you think of Daniel Tosh? And I said, he's a total hack.
Oh, no. Yes. You've told this story. Yeah. Yes.
And then sometime later, I went, oh, it wasn't him I was thinking about.
Right.
It was another guy
yes.
that has a name that's similar to another reggae guy.
Reggae
and then he told Tosh that I did that, and Tosh was
John
like,
Tesh?
The other guy's very nice.
Okay, he's the guy.
Yeah,
that you said was a hack.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
And I didn't even think he was a hack. I just said it because I thought he was boring.
Yeah,
and it turns out, not a hack. He was just not to my taste at the time. I happened to see him.
You fucked two people in that little one comment.
Yeah.
Did it cost Daniel Tosh maybe three, 4 years?
Yeah.
Speaking of a tale of disrespect,
we've already discussed this.
We've gone down this road, and then I said that I'm the one who might have given him the leg up by recommending him for Loveline. And
so you guys cancel it out.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
Okay, it's a wash.
Then I talked about my dad doing the same thing, but with Robert Downey Jr. Did I talk about that?
No.
Because my dad was a therapist, psychologist, and he saw like a lot of like agents and whatnot, and a lot of them had agents and big wigs in the never could help me out with any of the people, but like, you know, big like managers and whatnot, and they respected my dad for whatever reason because he was a good psychologist who got them over their fears and whatnot. And I remember him telling me he was all like bragging because he wasn't supposed to talk to me about
any of his
clients.
I'm in fear of buying the wrong color Mercedes.
He wasn't supposed to talk to me about clients at all, you know, confidentiality. But oh yeah, he would spill it all because he was always bragging. He's a bragger.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad.
Yeah.
And I remember him. He's like, "Yeah,
everyone talks. Lawyers talk all the time."
He's like, "Somebody was going to give Martin Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. a gig," and I'm like, "Yeah, you know what? I don't think he's very good. And I don't think you should do that. I think that guy's like off his rocker a little bit, and you shouldn't trust him mentally because he's always smoking." And he's talking to me about it. He's like, "You know, the guy that's always yelling on that talk show and smoking cigarettes." I'm like, "Dad, that's not him. That's Robert Downey. That's Martin Downey Jr. They were talking about Robert Downey Jr." He's like, "Oh, maybe I made a mistake.
That's a bigger deal than mine."
The guy's like, "Yeah, I don't think I'm going to sign him."
That's quite a discrepancy.
You know who got really fucked in that deal? The agent. Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., actually, because he didn't get that deal, went on a
20-year bender.
It's weird how your actions can affect so many people.
You just said he's a hack, and that cost one person a job and another two people jobs.
Yeah. No, it only cost Daniel Tosh jobs.
Not the other guy, who you thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was just a mean thing because he thought it was the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how Daniel Tosh knows about that.
My boss told him years later.
Does he hate you for it?
It doesn't seem so.
When was the last time you've seen Tosh?
Probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
He looks good.
I haven't seen the kid.
When was the last time you saw Peter Tosh?
Never.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen Peter Tosh. Hmm. Didn't he die in the
70s? I don't know when he died.
I don't know when he died either.
I don't know who he is.
He might still be alive.
Who is it?
He's a reggae guy.
I'll tell you this much.
He wears like the big, like the...
Where he keeps all the dreads.
All the dreads in the hat.
Here's where...
I think...
I don't know if this gets chalked up as hypocrisy or what it is, but I really, really despise reggae. It fucking sickens me. I hate that fucking music. It's worse than like the hippie jam band music.
Oh, wow.
I hate it. Hate it, hate it. In my top 10 favorite albums of all time is Bob Marley Legend. So what is that? Album I think is a work of genius and one of the best albums ever recorded.
You really can't hear that person clapping right there.
And she can hear us. but other than that one album.
Put their hands and start clapping in here.
I don't give a shit about reggae. You know what's going to happen now? I'm going to get emails from people going, "Well, you got to listen to this one." You go, tell me. Don't even tell me because I'm not going to.
I know there's probably something to it because.
And I like ska.
I have a huge respect for Petros Papadakis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big reggae guy.
Big reggae.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
It's because we're not mellow enough to be able to get it.
That could be it.
It's like we hate house music too, probably, right?
Someone dragged me to see Pato Banton, and they're like, "Just smoke some weed, man. Or you're going to love it." And I smoked some pot, and that made me even more bored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just even worse.
I tried to push through it. There was a girl that was really cute. It was like early high school.
Yeah.
And she was... obsessed. Her name was Kim. She had braces, and then she braided her hair, and she was obsessed with reggae. And I tried to push past it, and I couldn't get past it. I'm like, she's a reggae stoner, and I can't do it.
I
think it depends if the person likes it or if they're like, it's the way of life.
It's the way of life. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's too much. That's
I was
much.
Working at the Improv.
One love.
I was putting
Joe
in a new
Rastafari.
Sound system. I was putting in a new sound system at the San Diego Improv.
Mm-hmm. Did someone take it down systematically?
No, I would build the sound system because I wanted it to be my way. Mm-hmm. And I was just a control freak. So I'm in there just sweating my ass off. I got all the ceiling tiles out. I'm putting up these new speakers I just bought, and I'm getting everything ready to go, and some girl knocks at the door. I remember everything about this. Her name was Joanna Salem.
All right. Well, I don't know if we should do full name.
Immediately in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted a job. So I went and asked my boss at the time.
Uh-huh.
Because it was right as I was transitioning into being the manager.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, you got to hire her. I'm in love with her.
You just straight up, like, hire this woman because I'm in love.
So he interviewed her, and he came up to me and he goes, I was going to hire her, but she said she's leaving for a month on a family vacation to Europe.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why'd she even come in for a job
then?
And
she needs a severance pack.
Does this sound familiar too?
Either way.
It sounds like all of Mike's love stories.
Either way, we stayed sort of in touch with one phone call. And she told me.
Was that a very long call? How do you stay in touch with one call?
She goes. I called her from her application.
That's creeps.
And I said, hey, I'm just calling from the Improv. Yeah. And we talked for a few minutes. And she told me how much
she know who you were?
Yeah. Long story short is she told me she's obsessed with reggae. So I
hope the person
that's on
the stage right now thinks you're yelling long story short at her.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
So she was trying to force.
She told me she loved reggae. So I started force feeding reggae.
Yeah, I have heard the story. Yeah,
down my ears.
It didn't take though, right?
Legend did.
I had the same thing with Bjork.
Oh yeah,
chick was forcing Bjork on me, and I gotta tell you, some of it stuck.
Mm.
Some of it stuck.
Mm.
Yeah, not all bad. Not all bad.
For a while, back in my pool cleaning days, I went through a pretty heavy Marley phase where I had had a bunch of live albums and stuff,
really?
like live bootlegs that you can't buy.
Yeah, I was into Bad Brains and Yellow Man.
I tried to do Bad Brains.
Bad Brains is tad.
Yeah,
because they're more punk rock.
I was into No Doubt.
No, it's
that counts.
But it's kind of a derivative of
derogatory.
Derogatory, it is. It's very derogatory that white people dance around like they're from the culture.
Hey, I'm sorry to take the show in
Gwyneth.
A weird direction, but
Gwen, not Gwyneth.
What? Does anybody hear? This is a really dumb question.
I hear this woman telling jokes. Yes, but I hear no one laughing.
Does anybody here know anything about politics?
I do.
I know just enough to not know. Really.
Okay, so the headline as I left was Bernie Sanders wins.
New Hampshire.
Hillary concedes, but that means nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, New Hampshire's a big one.
They get 20. He gets 24 delegates.
But the one before was a bigger one.
Yes.
And she won.
Iowa was
one.
The bigger one.
Yeah. Because there's 40,
but there's
some
kind
delegates.
Of thing with New Hampshire where whoever wins New Hampshire usually kind of in sports, whoever wins the seventh inning usually wins the game type thing. Yeah. Whoever wins game three wins.
But Bernie was supposed to win it because it's close to Vermont, which is his hometown, and they're very sympathetic towards him. So it's not as big a surprise as if you win New Hampshire, being like,
who are you guys voting for?
Guy from California. Oh, that's personal.
No, let's get it out.
I usually don't vote.
I didn't vote last time, but I'm going to vote for Trump.
Are you?
I'm just saying that.
I'm going to vote
for
Bernie.
I'm
going to
vote for Bernie.
Burn.
I'm going to vote for Bernie.
I feel the burn.
Eileen Byrne. Yeah.
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 But you know what? They're all the same way we want to hear. I want somebody to go up there and say, we're going to get Coke in the water fountains at all the parks.
I think Trump would make us look like clowns.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Bernie at least would be entertaining in an old,
they're both could be
man.
Dylan's been trying to do good stuff for 30 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I do like that he seems like the one person that actually cares about human beings.
Yeah, I like
the
that
one
too.
Thing about Trump though that is kind of intriguing is the fact that if what he is saying is true, even partially true, that he's not going to be bought, that'll be the first time ever we've had a president who's rich enough to actually do his own thing. Now there could be the Vanderbilts, or not Vanderbilt, but there could be a president from way back in the day that actually was independently wealthy and did his own thing too. But it's been a long time.
But how rich is Trump?
And you know what? How do you get rich? By making deals and getting your
absolutely,
palm creased.
Absolutely.
No one's saying that.
Yeah, the hypocrisy. I just think Trump is such an asshole.
It's scary a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless of what he's saying, he's just like a
The problem is, and I watch him during he was doing a speech tonight about because he won in New Hampshire or whatever, and it sucks you in the spectacle of it. I was
But if you listen, he doesn't back anything up. He just goes, we're going to build a wall. It's going to be easy.
But I'm just saying, like,
we're not going to let people.
He's like a live cartoon. You can't stop watching him. He's too entertaining.
New Hampshire's got a huge.
I'm not saying that's a good thing.
He's got a huge heroin problem. We're going to take care of it.
But doesn't it? And I'm sorry to even take this.
I think that room was full of heroin people because they didn't clap very much during that part.
Into politics, but doesn't it make you uncomfortable thinking that he's gone this far?
It's a little scary.
We're being really judgmental. Like going, everyone's dumb, we're smart.
I use the word scary pretty loosely, but it is scary. Yeah. The idea that he's gotten this far, that we're actually thinking about his wife being a first lady. Like, we're actually trying to picture that.
And I'm not picking on Republicans, but maybe I am inadvertently, but doesn't it also seem like insane that we let Jeb Bush even get into the game?
Did you guys see?
I feel like bad for Jeb. Please clap was the saddest thing.
No, but doesn't it seem insane after the two other Bushes that were like, oh, there's another one?
No,
okay.
There's a ton of people that want another Bush.
Well, I think it's also insane that he looks like one of the most normal of the entire group.
And he's supposed to be the smartest Bush by far.
According to who?
The Bush Camp.
Oh, okay.
Please clap.
That might be how she ends her speech.
Did you see it, or did you just hear the please clap?
I watched it.
For those of you who might not know, Jeb was he was doing one of his rabble rousing like
little rally in New Hampshire,
and he took a pause and no one clapped, and he was please clap.
Oh.
It was sad, it was so terrible. I heard it like 10 times before I finally saw it. When you see it, it's not as bad, not nearly as bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's not
he
as
like
bad as
slumps
a sound bite.
His shoulders, yeah. And goes please clap,
but he does it with a smile. It wasn't that bad. This woman keeps yelling penis on the stage. Should we give it to her?
Hey, should we give it to her?
Did she really yell penis?
She's been yelling penis for the last 5 minutes.
She is Erin Foley, and she's very attractive.
Mm-hmm. So we should give it to her.
She doesn't care for penises, though.
Okay. Mm. Speaking of which. Well, let's talk about pregnancy for a minute.
Okay. Why?
Tyler dropped this little nugget on me. How long is a woman pregnant for, Michael?
Oh, God. You're going to get me in trouble because I don't really. Oh, wait, what
did you say? What?
10 months?
Christ, you might be wrong, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler said 10 months.
I thought it was 10 months, too.
Well, everyone thinks it's 9 months, and it's always been 9 months.
I thought it was 10 months.
No,
it's always 9 months.
Okay, so I don't know because, of course, I've always thought it was 9 months, too. But then Lauren's been telling me that, like, it's like, she's like, based on from when you conceive to when I might deliver. It's technically like 10 months because she just reached full term like the other day.
Yeah, that's what I was confused by because you couldn't make the last show and you've been busy. And then I saw like on social media that you guys were having like some kind of ice cream party for a 9 month anniversary. And I'm like, well, what's that about? They're celebrating 9 months, but she's not due until March.
Yeah.
So is she an elephant? Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very confusing.
10 months.
When do you count though? Do you start counting the minute?
I think that's a discrepancy is because we know exactly when conception was because of like the procedures we were doing, whereas most people are like it could have been within like this like 3 week window or whatever. So it's all estimates.
Stop moving your microphone around. It's disorienting. Yeah.
So.
All right.
I don't know if that's the.
You guys down to talk about abortion for a second?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? It's the sister topic to pregnancy.
Yeah.
Oh wait! Before we're talking about abortion, which I can't wait. Did you guys see Ben Carson not come out?
No.
Talking about politics.
No, but I did see the first episode of the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Sleep.
You heard it, I heard
was
it was
cheesy
awful.
As hell.
I heard it was terrible.
What?
Yeah. From you.
What?
It's pretty terrible.
What's terrible?
The People versus the Jews.
Oh, no. I like
the Jews.
I liked it a lot.
About World War II?
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible.
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like a bad made for TV movie.
It's like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's what? I didn't watch it because of this guy. Oh. It's been sitting there on my DVR. Oh, I've been super busy.
I know
busy
like
too.
Five
it's
or
so
six people that all
cheesy.
Loved it, so I don't.
It's so
it's what
cheesy.
I'm watching tonight when I get home.
And Cuba Gooding Jr. is like 5'5".
Mick Foley might punch through this wall and drag us out through it.
Like, I feel like we might.
He can't
we
fly.
Might be
we're
louder
up like 15
than,
feet higher than him.
We might be louder than the show now.
Yeah, he's like whispering.
Yeah.
Why isn't he going like, "Hey, I'm glad to be here. Break me off a Slim Jim." Is he the Slim Jim guy?
No, that guy's dead.
That guy's way dead.
Well, you know why? Arteries clogged.
Too many Slim Jims. That's an anti-ad right there.
His veins were just Slim Jims.
Hey, are we making
end.
Our announcement of, okay, the show is going away soon if we don't make some adjustments here. Let's just be honest.
That's kind of a brutal announcement.
But it sucks, and I was thinking about it in traffic today. Like, the show's about to get really good, I think, with all the life changes and things that are going on, right?
Yeah.
But it's also more difficult, so it's like a double-edged sword.
Mm.
So we got to make an adjustment, and we got to kind of like let people know, certain people in our lives know that this isn't just like poker night. For us, Pabs, like, we got to treat it kind of like a job, and in doing so, we got to make some
Wait,
adjustments.
Right. Breaking news. What? Full-term pregnancy is calculated as being 40 weeks, which is 10 months. However, your gestational weeks are only 38. You're not pregnant the first 2 weeks, as what? Those weeks are during your cycle and fertilization.
Oh, that's when they're just like courting each other? Like the sperm is like dancing around the egg? They're I see you.
I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
So it's 10 months, but it's also 9 months.
I think it's when they're just hanging out in the fallopian tube. It's like the courting session.
Mm.
Has anyone ever just let half the baby come out and left it like that for a few hours?
What?
One of the short one of the short live action movies that's up for best documentary right now. I'm sorry, best Oscar for best live action short. It was awful. Yeah. I had to watch all of them, and this one in particular was terrible. It was about a woman who went over. She was an interpreter for the U.S. government. She had to go over to Afghanistan, and on her very first day as an interpreter, they're in this village, and they're like, you know, they're shooting up the place and all this thing. Oh, who are you? Get on the ground, get on the ground. This pregnant woman comes stumbling out, and she's starting to give birth, and the interpreter woman is the only one that is allowed to help her because her husband is like handcuffed in the corner of the room, and they won't let the doctor in the village, since he's a man, he's not allowed to look at the woman's vagina, right? Mm-hmm. So now this woman is down on her knees. And it's her first day, and she doesn't know what she's doing, and just an arm is sticking out.
Oh, Jesus.
And so this Muslim man, who's
Wait, is this
a doctor,
a documentary?
No, but it's live action, and it's done really raw. And this doctor, this Muslim doctor, is like talking her through it, talking the interpreter
Muslim
through
doctors,
it.
Muslim doctors, no such
the,
thing.
The American right. Interpreter through it, and he's just like, kidding, well, what you're going to have to do, she's going to die.
A taxi driver in our country.
She's going to die. Here's what you have to do. You have to cut off the arm, and you have to cut up the baby and take it out in pieces.
Oh, my God, what?
Nice setup.
If she does it?
I don't want to spoil them. The short, the live action short.
That makes no sense.
It totally does, because it would rip her open. The only way that you can not rip her open is if you took the baby out in chunks.
It sounds like the only way to get your Christmas tree out of your house was to start putting it through out the window and just cutting pieces of it.
Yeah, yeah, just like that.
That's nice.
It's funny that you
made
that.
It's like a ship in a bottle.
It's funny that you did that, because that's how you get your hand in a woman's vagina.
Okay, no one can see that except for don't, Tyler. That's not a joke. That's going to stick around. Please.
Sticking, baby.
Please.
It'll be good for the next video podcast.
Oh, I really like that you guys ended last week's with the kisses.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to end.
You really
have. Oh, you listened to last week's show?
Yeah. Was I was trying to hear myself. It was great. And you guys got a lot of kind words on the internet.
Were the levels okay?
No.
What, really?
No, they're fine. Yeah. No, it was great. You were very NPR.
No.
And you also said past.
I know. I realized it as I was saying it. And I'm like, well, it's not my situation. I can say past.
That's a loophole you just gave you. Yeah, I did.
But, did you feel like I was being hypocritical?
I was so tired. I don't remember any of the conversation. I was exhausted.
You did have. I almost felt. I was listening in bed with Lauren, which is a weird time to listen to that particular episode. Mm. But I almost fell out of my bed when you said that you were going to travel the world cutting down every tree.
Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this. Joke. When you were trying to be comforting and you went, you know, back in the frontier days, trees probably took out a lot of people.
I wanted to cut that out.
That was making me giggle. I was like, what the fuck? Like, remember back in the day when trees were killing everybody?
Listen, I didn't know if we should do the show, and I kind of left it up to you. And I didn't want to, like, not do it. I didn't want to make an executive decision. I wanted to leave it completely up to you. And I thought there was a good chance that maybe you would want to do a show. And, like, you know, so I left it up to you. You decided
I'm glad
to do one. But
I'm
I was terrified.
Did,
that
but
I
did
gonna...
not want to do it. But I'm glad we did.
Well, somebody wanted to do it because we did it.
I knew. I as I was driving back from San Diego, I was just like, I do not want to go sit there and talk into a microphone. But we did it because I don't want to skip a week. Didn't want to skip another week.
So we set up in my office at my house, right? Yeah. I'm like, bye, honey. And I kind of give her a look like, oh, God, I might, you know, put my foot in my mouth because it's so easy to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not on our program.
Yeah. With this one, so I'm glad that you don't remember any of it. And I'm glad you're retired. And I'm glad you seem to be a little bit, you seemed good when you left. Not any better or worse, but.
Yeah. It's just whatever it's going to be.
You're not going to release. That emotional fit you had on your show, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay. You were thinking about it. No. He's asking if they enjoy the background chatter coming from that upper wall.
I listened.
And they're chanting no.
I listened to about a minute and a half of it, and it sent shivers up my spine.
Oh, the thing.
It's me sobbing.
Yeah, don't.
Sobbing.
Put that away somewhere. Yeah, you can erase it. You can reform it.
I don't think it's ever to be listened to because it's super douchey. You go, I'm driving to San Diego because I hear my sister might be dead, and I start
I'm not
recording.
Sure that's super douchey.
Not douchey. Just like what? Why did I turn the recorder on? Like I don't even know. I think I just had to get
something
off my chest. Yeah, you're right.
Like this is different. But like when I went home and Jillian told me was there was a half rat a dead half dead rat somewhere in the house.
Yeah. The lights were all off, but
and she went and locked herself in the room. It's very different, but like I was dreading going home, having to like figure out like where this rat was. And the only thing I could think of that might be comforting was talking into my phone.
This is like the time I had leftover pizza, and I knew it was going to be gone.
You put your mouse.
I couldn't remember if I had Chinese food left in the fridge, and I was craving Chinese food.
Mankind can hear us.
What we should just start, if we could remember, like wrestlers from the 30s and 40s, that would be better.
Why do we have to skip like 50 years of wrestling?
Why 30s and 40s?
Remember, when was the heyday of wrestling? The 50s?
80s.
No, yes. I'm talking like the original, the guys that wore the one-piece bathing suits.
I don't know if that was the heyday. Those dudes made like $3 a year.
They all look like Bronson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They all did.
Yeah. Yeah, and they wore like the Olympic skin tight.
Singlet.
Yeah. Singlet.
Or like the Tarzan.
Yeah.
Looks good. And they're all bald with big giant mustaches. Yeah, yeah, just like Bronson.
All of them, because we've all seen like the same animation from some circus.
We base our knowledge on wrestling based on one person's interpretation of a
strong man.
Yeah. So realistically, the show is going to go away soon unless we make some adjustments, right? When are we going to do that?
Did you just make that up?
This kid's about to have a kid.
Wow,
can you picture?
This man is about to have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
The kid's about to have a kid over here.
Maybe they'll put it up for adoption.
We haven't decided yet. It's true.
Hey.
Adoption.
Did I tell you guys about when I was in Washington, D.C.? I just had a flash of it.
Yeah, you're having Vietnam flashbacks.
You adopted a baby in D.C.?
I remember saying on the show, asking if it exists somewhere in the world where there's a black couple with a white kid.
Mm.
Like that they adopted a white kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys said there has to be.
Of course there is.
I don't know about of course. I saw that family.
Why are you
Washington,
whispering
DC,
about it?
Because Mankind's on stage.
Are you sure they adopted him?
They might have stolen him.
Well, the chances of them having a pristine white, like blonde.
Pristine!
I mean, I realized he's just
the purest of white.
That's what I meant. I just meant like he was very
ivory,
and they were very ebony.
Okay,
he was unsullied.
Because here's what I'm saying is.
You guys know that. I didn't mean that.
Can't.
Oh, Christ.
Let's say you're a white man and a black woman and you have a baby. There is a chance the baby can come out looking totally black or totally white.
Yeah, because
there's a chance that's the
dominant gene.
Okay,
is the
pristine
the darker
gene.
No,
but I also
my favorite wrestler is pristine gene.
Okay, let's say this couple.
Black man, white woman
have a baby.
Right.
That baby looks black.
Yes.
That black baby.
Yeah. No, nothing happened.
Okay, black man, white woman have a baby.
That baby looks
black.
Right.
Marries a black woman.
So yeah, he's got the.
They have a baby.
Well,
There's a chance there could be a pure white baby coming out of what appears to be
two
black people.
That's what I was going for. Not pristine. I was going for pure.
Pure is the word either.
I know.
Wait, am I incorrect about that? Let me just be clear.
Let me be clear. The parents were much better looking than the little white toehead kid. Okay.
Okay.
But yes, I think there's a very, 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 very slim chance that they could have a pristine white child.
They
had
like a Norwegian child.
That's what they had, and I was following them around like a creeper.
Maybe he is an albino.
No, maybe. I know what that looks like, and that's a freak show. That's a bad time.
Oh, Jesus, sorry, albino listeners.
No, I'm talking about the black albinos. Oh no, but there are some actually attractive black albinos. I actually have seen that too.
Something black albinos.
Is it a freak show or there's attractive?
Well, it's both.
It's a full spectrum.
It's a pinch. She got them titties.
It's American
what?
Horror
that's
Story.
That's what you said.
What? What did I say about them titties? I didn't say anything about them titties.
About those black albinos.
I never said that.
What are you doing?
This might be the first show we delete. Just say we didn't do a show this week.
We might have to erase this show. You know what bothers me are the listeners who actually think that we are racist and they make racist like jokes and stuff like, hey, you get it?
Yes, that bothers me too.
I hate that, so stop doing that.
Me too. Yeah.
God damn it.
If you see us Tyler. Post...
No, don't do it. They like my joke.
Okay.
I just picture Mike sitting up here with the lights off, like doing like whispering jokes.
I don't come up here very often.
A little smile creeps across his face.
I don't get what you're saying.
you're just having a bad day, running stand-up. You're sitting up in your office, and you can just hear the crowd, and like you time, like you know that the set.
I've got
comedian.
Like a list of jokes in front of me.
Yeah, you're like saying your little jokes. You're like, and then the half black father has a white kid, and everyone laughs.
That's not one of my little jokes.
What else? What's one of your jokes?
I'm excited for your tales of disrespect to her.
I think, do you think the majority of white people that adopt a black baby are doing it to prove they're not racist?
No. I don't think that.
No, I think it
I think it's supply and demand.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the supply is Asian and
Because I have a friend, he and his wife have adopted 3 Chinese babies so far.
Wow, save some for the rest of us. Jesus. Yeah.
They could have spent all that money on 1 white kid.
Yeah, you got to spread it around.
Yeah, I guess so. No, apparently white kids.
Once
are the
again,
hardest.
Americans losing jobs to the Chinese.
That's right. That's going to be the worst.
We've looked into adoption a little bit, and actually some workplaces actually
pay for it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird that adoption and abducting are so close?
And abortion.
Yeah.
Speaking of abortion, circling back. I'm not kidding when I say this. I've invented something. Masters of Science. Oh, I've invented something.
Okay.
I don't think we have. All right, I watched The Nick, all of it.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great fucking
behind.
Show. So
but
good.
Yes, it is so good.
But I was like looking at what they were doing just 110 years ago, like the advent of.
It's kind of insane.
We've come a long way.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this.
What
talking
you
about
me?
Talking about supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many women are having abortions? I don't have numbers, but there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion's still pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
How many women can get pregnant? Lots.
Yeah.
A lot of fertility clinics, right? A lot of people
we're
taking
really
pills.
We're bringing the room down right now.
I was going to say I have a good idea where you're going with this, but I really don't.
Imagine this.
Okay.
You adopt a fetus in your womb.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that they have to like line up and scissor and trib.
You just...
Where they
you
put
scissor.
The vaginas together.
Yeah,
and then
scissor.
Like one girl
and
like
the baby
holds
passes,
her nose.
The baby passes through like he's going to this International Space Station.
Yeah. Like she could hold her nose and sneeze and maybe it just shoots out.
You know what?
But I
saw that Doritos commercial.
Why don't we get Dr. Drew on the phone right now and tell him this great idea?
I think that there is a future.
And tell him to start penning an article to the New England Journal of Medicine right now because.
I really hope we're not interrupting their show.
Me too. With our brilliant scissoring.
But you know what? If they paid to see Mankind to do comedy, they kind of deserve
it. Is he doing comedy or is he just telling stories? He's telling stories.
Sounds like he's doing comedy.
He's a gem. I like
heard
him
a lot
very
more
much.
Laughs than...
Met him a few years ago.
He's getting some big laughs.
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, but
Cactus
they're few and far
Jack?
Between.
Cactus Jack? Mankind?
I don't know what you're doing.
Socko?
Cactus Jack. Do you think he's wearing his mask right now?
No. If he's Mick Foley, he only wears a mask.
Oh, stop knowing everything there is about him. So
I was written to wrestling from 98 to 2001.
If the problem is not the actual
film.
Womb... I think there was a chance that you could like take a first term baby, vacuum it out, and implant it in a wanting woman.
Like you're moving a shark from tank to tank.
Like you're aborting it into another woman. So instead of into the toilet, it goes into another.
I'm
woman.
Pretty sure that doesn't. Because then, what do you do with the umbilical cord?
What do you do with the placenta?
Oh God, you can stitch it. I saw The Nick. They were doing stuff like that.
Yeah, but women don't just have a umbilical cord dangling
you
around and they're waiting
one.
To
they're
connect to something.
Synthetic.
Okay,
they're
I'm no doctor. But I think
stem
it's
cells.
Much easier for the first woman just to give birth and then give the baby to the other person.
Yeah,
I would
what
agree.
The woman wants to be pregnant, and chicks get abortion because they don't want to deal with like the 9 months of hell.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 9 months of hell because I think you get some pretty good hormones
might
pumping.
Might be 10 months.
Yeah, 10 months of hell.
Yeah, I've heard it's 40 weeks.
Then you got 18 years of hell.
38 gestation.
38 weeks, 2 weeks gestation. So who knows?
I love this idea.
It's not bad, right?
No, it's a good idea. I didn't know you could sneeze and just shoot the baby out because you could save $400 at the abortion clinic.
I don't think that's... Well, you'd have to hold your nose. I said you got to hold your nose while you sneeze and then something happens.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think that's the way that they're going to do it, but I could see this possibly. She's just an incubator. What do they do with like insemination, right? In vitro.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Only it's not connected.
You gotta come up with the connection thing. That's a problem.
Or else,
like a hamster ball tube. You know those like tubes that hamsters run around.
Or else the women could just stay close together like Siamese twins.
Creeps. You know what else is
with
gonna happen in the future?
A little umbilical cord connecting them through
you
their
know what's
vaginas.
Happen in the future.
Yeah.
Uterus on the outside.
Earthquakes.
That could be an option.
Like Warren was saying that she really wishes there was like a boat window where those circle.
No, that's port. What I'm saying. They're
gonna
be able to. Have
she
everything
those,
outside the woman's
to, like,
actual body with the umbilical cord and everything, and then she'll just, like wear it like a front backpack.
Are you talking like in 2 million years?
No, I'm like
evolution.
Dude, look, watch The Nick. Look at how far away we were—just 115 years ago.
Good point.
And I like
got
that you're still coming up with ideas that are
good
like
point.
Sound like they're from 100 years ago.
You know, I got to be honest though. That boat window.
I think it's not bad.
That little porthole window idea is women. Knowing women, they just want it taken out immediately after the baby was out. Like, no one wants to look at her intestines and her stomach.
Yeah, it comes out with the baby.
Yeah, it's just for the baby.
The window comes out, and then what do they put in its place?
it's you just put it like where the like you widen it where like the belly button is, then it all just it goes back together.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It could be like a one of those like curved lenses, so it blows up what's inside.
Yeah. Is there a light inside?
Yeah, LEDs, sure. LED lights. Uh-huh. Yeah, you put some LED lights up your.
Wait, what if you like go out tanning?
Yeah, you don't. You don't get
sunglasses.
You
burn my little sunglasses. Yeah. Cook little monocle sunglasses.
Burn the baby. All right. Okay. You don't do that.
You don't do that. Oh, what? 45 minutes.
You still haven't finished your thing about the show ending.
No, but what about the you saw a black couple with a white baby in D.C.
Yeah, I saw it in D.C.
Pristine. Did I talk about it?
You didn't tell them? You didn't bring it up?
I didn't bring it up to
you guys.
Why would I bring that up to
you? You still got
to
say I've never seen this
I followed them long enough to make sure that they weren't like babysitting or like watching their friend's kid or something, and it was definitely very affectionate, and they were like putting the kid on their shoulders.
You thought they kidnapped him.
I did not think that, Tyler. I just asked the question on the
show. I'm
going
to be honest with you. I don't think black people kidnap babies.
What?
I don't think black people kidnap babies.
I know where he's going. Stop it.
I don't. I never hear of black people kidnapping a baby.
Okay. Well, that's.
How many kidnapping stories do you hear?
I hear a lot about Mexican hospitals. Yeah. I hear a lot of women going in there and taking a baby.
It's true. Like, what was the last Amber Alert? I dealt with like an African-American family. You know we're getting racist if I'm breaking out African American. Oh, I got Chi-Raq. It's queued up on my Amazon Prime.
I don't know what that is.
It's Spike Lee's movie.
It's Shaq's new movie. He's very shy.
Chi-Raq.
What's more racist?
Can't wait to watch it and hate it.
Saying that more Mexican women steal babies out of hospitals, or saying
I don't want to play the game. What's more racist?
Black people really don't steal babies because the dad left and the mom's too busy working. We should probably just delete this whole show.
You have an excuse. You can be like, I'm mourning over here.
I am mourning.
Yeah, I know.
You're mourning the loss of the show. Unless...
Tyler.
Segue.
All right, do we have anywhere we can put people?
No.
Oh, so we should talk more about it. I shouldn't have brought it up.
But we can tell people.
We're
going to
be selling Girl Scout cookies. It's true.
The pristine ones.
You know that movie Boss? The Boss?
No.
No.
Melissa McCarthy's new movie?
Mm-mm.
No.
This trailer for it doesn't look too good, but it's about Girl Scouts kicking ass, essentially, taking names. And then they actually, it's essentially...
Can you not put your hands in my face?
I got something to say.
It's essentially, who's the hot 65-year-old woman that we think is hot that went to jail?
By the way,
Jane Fonda?
No, she went to jail. She just got out for tax evasion.
Martha Stewart?
Helen Mirren?
Yeah.
It's essentially Martha Stewart, right? Melissa McCarthy. She goes to jail for tax evasion or whatnot. She gets out. She's living with her sister, and her sister's got some kids, so her little niece. And then she realizes how she's going to build her empire back up, and it's through Girl Scout cookies. And she starts like, but she's cutthroat. So she's got a little nieces, and they're like drafting a team. She like, goes to her school, and she's like watching like for badass chicks in her school. She's like in fourth grade, and they're drafting girls.
You can tell us the whole trailer?
Well,
that's all right.
I wrote a treatment 15 years ago that was the exact same.
Oh,
and I never
really
showed it to anyone. I'm not saying that it was theft, but I have a treatment because I was so obsessed with being a general manager of a hockey team at the time. And I'm like, I could do it, but with little girls. And I wrote a full 5-page treatment, and it's great.
And it's very the same thing?
Yes. I'm sorry. That was a story that went nowhere. I apologize.
I was just going to remark.
God damn it. My dad died over the summer, guys. I'm a little off. Yeah, he hasn't had a laugh in at least 4 minutes. That would make me uncomfortable.
He's getting emotional.
I don't think he's doing jokes. I think he's probably telling stories.
He's like spinning yarns.
Is he doing the moth?
He's doing snap judgment out there.
I don't even know what's happening in that room 10 feet from us, but I can tell you that everyone there probably feels like they got their money's worth.
Okay, except for the people stuck against this wall.
They're like, I've learned a lot about abortion in the future.
And racist adopters.
Should we not upload the show?
No, absolutely should. This is the funniest we've been in a long time.
No, there's no funny.
What?
There's no funny.
There's been at least one laugh.
You're just picking up on them laughing and clapping.
It might be the laugh track.
Pretty good laughs.
Mike with a single tear coming down in his dark office.
Have you ever heard of tomato fillets?
Sure haven't.
I haven't until I looked at that giant jar of them.
7440.
Sounds like car oil.
Tomato fillets. All right, we're looking at a giant can. Tyler, stop putting the microphone.
Super heavy pizza sauce.
Longer. I need cord.
Stop it, Tyler. Tyler, settle down.
Do you remember when we started out the show and I was like 40 feet away from you behind glass?
Back in the good old days.
And now, fast forward to 321, we're all like knocking knees together
in
a
put our penises out the
abandoned attic.
Yeah. Because I really do want to do that.
You know,
you have a weird penis showing.
Something
out.
Happened. How you're really quiet now.
How would you work up a? No, he's not. He's not really.
No,
quiet.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think when you move the mic thing.
You know. Oh, you're right. I am quieter. Holy shit, that's weird.
All right, there you go. Talk now.
Hello.
There you go. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Why do we all say hello?
You got to work up a boner if you're going to stick your penis through
that
curtain.
We're not going to. We're going to have penises on the end of sticks.
You got to do half. Because
I'm not putting my up here. I'm not putting my flaccid penis
that's
out
why you
there.
Do half. If you do full boner, then people know exactly how long your boner is. If you do half, then people are like, they might
be
more optimistic.
Do you think that they'd be able to pick, like, figure out who's who?
Well,
this
Mike's
is going to get uncomfortable.
No
right
idea.
Now, but
no
Mike
idea.
Says,
you know
Mike's,
the rumors?
What?
They're true. What about this guy? I have not talked
what
about
rumors?
This yet.
You've seen his dick.
I'm bringing it up right now.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Wait, you saw his Italian dong?
About 2 months ago, you and I did a show at your place.
Yeah.
With no Tyler, right?
Okay.
And
good
I was
stuff happens without me.
Yeah, it was a good time. And I was like laying on down on the ground because my back was killing me after the show. And like you got up and I remember you, why am I saying
this is really disturbing me.
And you pulled your pants up and I wasn't looking, but like I saw and I didn't see, you know, his pants on, but it was big. There's a big ball. And I remember making a note like, wow.
What
Italians
the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, you just saw a big ball?
I just saw like he was pulling his pants up and it was like a real quick flash like you get. And I was like, oh, Christ, the guy's packing.
You saw the whole thing?
No, I mean, I couldn't make an outline or anything.
I don't
why
think
are we
it's
talking
that
so much dicks?
I don't think it's that
why are we talking about
I'm
going to
look off the court and see if we can put our dicks out there right now.
Are we 12? What are we doing?
Yeah.
12 inches, 12. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ooh.
Wait,
I'm going to look out there real quick.
Wait, why?
All right, go do your investigation. Yeah, I feel embarrassed about the show. This is the most sophomoric we've been in a long time. But, yeah, he's got a big dick, Tyler.
How big, if you had to guess?
No one can hear. I can barely hear you. Right, I think we established that a long time ago. Mike's saying that it is doable. We can cut a small hole and have...
and place our balls on mankind's
put our dicks
head.
In the wind.
Like, just our balls would just be like yeah. Right above
no
him?
No balls.
The Iron
no
Sheik
balls.
Could
no.
Look up and see our dicks.
What if we only put our balls out?
I feel like such an asshole. So on Cinematics this week, we did Deadpool,
what's
right?
Cinematics?
It's my film program. We did Deadpool and Where to Invade Next, Michael Moore's new documentary.
Okay.
Politically charged documentary. He made a political documentary this time.
Never heard of
Michael Moore.
More like Michael Less, right?
I'm joking. Michael needs to eat less. Is that funny?
I don't get it.
All right. But
I never cared for him until I heard a recent interview, and now I think he's okay.
Wow.
I don't really want to watch his films, but... Mm-hmm. I think
but
he's all right.
I spent 20 minutes talking to my co-host, Greg, complaining
your mom
about...
couldn't bother writing out.
Tyler. Complaining about how sophomoric Deadpool is and how it was made for 15-year-old boys. Not for me, I kept saying. And here, flash forward like 7 hours, I'm sitting in this half room with you guys laughing about dicks and saying, I saw Michael's outline of Mikey's dick and it's big. What an asshole. What a complete asshole I am.
Yeah, we're all hypocrites here.
I'm not.
Absolutely.
Because... If I were black, I would adopt a white baby.
That'd be pretty sweet, right?
You know what? I take that back because I think black
like
babies are cuter. Black babies are cuter than white babies.
Wow, how could you?
I have to agree with him there.
No, that's true.
Yeah. It's absolutely true.
It's true.
And black men are more handsome than white dudes.
That's probably true, also.
And
I don't like
dicks.
This.
They're better at sports.
they're better at music.
They're probably smarter if racists would let them into college.
Well, they're better at music.
They're definitely better at music.
They just lack that pristine
this
thing.
Sucks.
You know?
What are
we
got to
back
at?
Up?
Wait, what are white people good at?
No.
Tennis?
It's just been that positive racism.
Wait,
stuff.
I was just going to say tennis. White people are better at tennis, but then again, they're really not because Arthur Ashe and the Williams.
Arthur Ashe.
The Williams.
But he was
chicks.
Gay, so it doesn't count.
He's gay?
Arthur Ashe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's an Ashe man.
No.
Yes.
No.
Arthur Ashe.
No, he did not die
of AIDS.
He did not die of AIDS.
You know what? I've been. God damn it. This is awful.
He died of like some tennis related disease.
So I've been doubting myself now for 70.
Tennis related disease.
Tennis elbow. He died of it.
No.
Arthur Ashe died of like cancer or something.
Do I get a service in here? I do. Full service.
Let's go. Pull it up.
Let's do it.
I don't think he died of AIDS.
Whip it out.
Have you seen While We're Young yet?
No.
Watch it.
Okay. So you have inside information?
No. I don't have inside information. Well, I saw it while we're young, and it's great.
I didn't think he died.
I've been doubting myself nonstop because Jillian and I were driving. We drove like we were in the car for 8 hours on Sunday because we went down to San Diego for Mike's sister's memorial.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
We went to Ontario. Oh, my God. And then we drove through Lake Elsinore, pulled off.
Did you go to the...
And cruised around.
Yeah.
Did you go to the
I was accosted. What? We found out where the cult was, but we were running late to the hockey game, so we couldn't get over there.
Oh,
but it
Ontario
was on the
rain?
Other side. Yeah. But it was on the other side of the lake, but we're going back.
What's your schedule this week?
I was on Main Street in Lake Elsinore, which is everything I'd heard. It's creeps.
Really? What's wrong with it?
It's
terrible.
Like methy?
It's like, yeah.
I'll take you to some creepy areas.
It's like, what if there was a bunch of meth heads who can? Like methicans. And they're Mexican, too. So, I got my picture.
Jesus.
I got my picture.
The wordplay to me.
No, it's not bad, actually. Mexicans. I mean, the whole town was messed up and or Mexican, which is fine.
Yeah.
Well, the Mexican side is. The meth side, not so good. Mm. I was on my picture taken in front
so
of the
like
sign.
So it's like Barstow.
For Mike. I wasn't out of the car for 20 seconds. I was being accosted by this young, like, 14-year-old boy asking me for a dollar to help him send him to college. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like, son, you need a lot of dollars.
Do you want to drive over this week?
I'm going to Denver tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was going to say, because Friday we can take a little field trip to Lake Elsinore.
So, Jillian
and I...
get
Rocky Mountain.
...are in the car for 8 hours, and we're talking about a lot of stuff. And we talked, actually, at length about Michael Moore's documentary, Where to Invade Next, because it's shot entirely outside the United States. Not a frame is shot in the States.
And taking American jobs.
Cherry picks... all these different countries that have like better this or better that, right? Yeah. But he skews it. It's completely one-sided like everything else. And he ties it back into, and why doesn't America do it that way? I'm taking this idea. And it was actually a good travelogue. It'd be a good documentary of like interesting things that countries do very well. But he had to tie it in politically. And
right.
In our discussion, I talked about the fact that blacks notoriously, I know it's odd, but blacks notoriously vote Republican. And it's very strange.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah, Jillian had the same reaction. And I'm like, no, it's a fact. Because in my brain, it
I
has
wonder
been,
why.
It's crazy, but it's been fact for years. So Jillian immediately just starts showing
it's like
pie
89%.
Charts. I was completely wrong. But for at least the last 15, maybe 20 years, Mike.
You thought that's not how people voted?
I was told somewhere along the lines that the black community votes Republican. And I've always thought it was odd. And I'm like, well, no, for the last 8 years, it's been skewed because of Obama. And she's like, no, this is from like the 60s on. Oh my God. So now everything that I say, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not right.
You're just Googling constantly. Your phone's like overheating.
Okay, that would totally shock me.
Yeah.
Arthur.
Because it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. So now there's a chance, though, Tyler, that it's fact now in Mike's head.
I know he's going to go tell it to somebody now.
All right.
Do that. All right, guys, I'm looking up Arthur Ashe.
Okay.
We're about to be at a tight hour.
I don't really have any idea how he died, but I just didn't think it was AIDS. I didn't know
it was
gay. Not a good
start when it says Arthur Ashe AIDS and it says nothing found.
Wait, Google's a doctor now?
Arthur Ashe was a homosexual who died of AIDS.
Wow. That's a short Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia.
I could call my uncle. He knew him.
Early life. Personal life. Retirement.
Do you know him
death.
In the biblical sense?
On February 6, 1993... Arthur Ashe died from AIDS-related pneumonia. They said it was pneumonia.
Yeah, well, that's what they always said about AIDS back in the old days.
At New York Hospital. This came from being gay.
Oh.
I don't think it says that either.
It didn't say that. Either he's gay or he used a tennis racket that was touched by a gay man.
Oh, no. On February 20th, 77, Ashe married Jean
Wilder.
Mochisami. Oh, no. A photographer he met in October. Mm. Oh, no. Andrew Young,
he
the
knows
United
a straight
States
person
ambassador
can get
to the
AIDS,
States, performed
right?
A wedding ceremony.
Do I need to, what? Do I need to blow your mind with that straight people can get AIDS?
He adopted a daughter with her. Why did they adopt? He couldn't get it up for her.
Well,
maybe she didn't want his AIDS.
Maybe
they named their kid Camera.
Ooh, Camera Ash.
After her mother's profession. She was a photographer.
Camera.
That's by far the biggest problem with this article.
Yeah, I'll say. This article sounds fake.
Her son is Lens.
Yeah. With the kid camera strap.
Wait a minute.
The third kid was just bag.
This is awful. This is getting worse for me. All these years, I knew he died of AIDS. I was right there. But did I just immediately leapfrog to gay?
Probably.
That's not me.
Probably
though.
Most people do that, though.
He could have gotten it from a blood transfusion.
I know. My best friend, Derek, his dad died of AIDS.
From a transfusion?
No, he's gay. No, he was a hemophiliac, and he always got blood transfusions. Yeah,
but was he gay, too?
No, he wasn't gay.
He was a homophiliac?
Oh, right. Man.
You know, there's a guy. There's a guy.
There's always a guy.
That works in a business I frequent that I take stuff to, and I'm not going to mention the business because I don't want someone showing up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's two brothers that run the business. They're like, probably in their early 60s. Brothers? One of the guys is always staring at my crotch.
Does that
I mean always, always looking at my crotch.
Does that make you uncomfortable? I'm sorry, but I rarely get.
I don't
like
know
a
if that's true or not, but I this guy is always looking at my crotch, and it
old
it pecker weirds
checker
me out.
Anderson.
But I hear the other guy always talking about his wife, and it just never occurred to me that he's gay. And then the last conversation I had with him was he told me that his husband died in 1989, and
he's just been single since.
Well, now that I know he's gay and he's looking at my dick, and now it's making me uncomfortable.
He's heard the Italian stallion rumors, too.
Hey, dude, I looked at your dick and I'm not gay. But your dick was shrouded in jeans.
Shrouded in jeans. In mystery. Mystery jeans.
Held captive by denim.
Is Arthur Ashe gay? Answers.com. Here we go. He was married to a woman, but anyone who named their child Camera is obviously gay.
Wow. What internet do you have?
Yeah, seriously, I have the most bigoted.
Answer, no. Arthur Ashe was not a homosexual. Net.com. However, he was very sympathetic to the gay and lesbian community and argued in defense of the lifestyles. You don't argue for that lifestyle unless you want a little taste. You know what I'm saying?
That's not really true.
A good person. I'm
totally kidding. Listen, I'm not gay, but I wouldn't mind a little taste.
Guys, I'm kidding.
Just overheard that are like, what is going on?
There's hate speech happening in the addict at the improv. I really liked the show I saw, but I did not enjoy the hate
over my
speech.
Head were the three of the most racist, homophobic assholes with the most juvenile sense of humor. They were threatening to stick their penis through a curtain directly over my head.
And they're going
to
abort a 9-month-old baby into another woman.
I would be so filled with shame if my dad listened to this podcast and hears us seriously talking about women scissoring to hand off the fetus from one woman who doesn't want it to some woman who can't get pregnant. And we have
why
a serious.
So
we spent five
why
minutes.
Is it so quiet?
5 minutes totally boggled by a black couple adopting a white baby.
We need to end this and run away. It's really quiet over there.
Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about when we do the show here in the green room. We talk about how it seems like Anne Frank, but it really does right now.
Yeah, we gotta be quiet because the Nazis are downstairs.
Like it got super quiet in there.
Maybe he's talking about something that's really crushing.
Wait.
Maybe they brought up Rowdy Roddy Piper and he's talking about
he's
him
apologizing
dying.
To someone. Maybe he's talking
apologizing
to the crowd.
For the hate speech.
Maybe he's talking to the crowd. Maybe that's why.
Mm. Mike's going to go take a look again. We can't do the show up here ever again, guys. All we got was wrestling school. You can't hear it because you don't have headphones on, but he put the mic out there for a second so we can hear it loud and clear.
Oh,
you left it out there.
Just pick it up from the point where I'm playing the process.
Stop it. What are you doing?
So we got the cup, right? Forgot to put it in. And I paid a price for that forgetfulness.
What are you?
So don't worry. You know why?
Go get the microphone. Someone's going to think it's a black dick.
Anything but that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my head down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we need to end the program. Oh, mm-hmm. Good. We're over an hour.
Oh, Jesus. All right, everybody.
But we don't have anywhere. So we're gonna do all we can. We got to get like a Patreon thing going
yeah,
here.
Just we don't want to do ads because you guys don't need another podcast that has stamps.com or Audible.
Right, and
or
I came to these guys because I have somebody who an actual guy that sells ads who wants to start selling ads for the show. And I didn't want to, but I know that I see the writing on the wall. I see us like doing a show like once every 2 or 3 weeks, that
sure.
kind of thing.
No,
and
we got to keep it
suffer.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could see it's like, you know, just Mike and I doing it and Tyler can do it when he can. We got to make a promise here and now to the listener that we're going to do it, but we are going to need a little help. We're not looking to get rich. We're not looking to like, you know, buy new cars. We're just looking to send Tyler's wife.
I'm looking to get rich.
we're looking to send Tyler's kid to school.
Mike's going
to
be rich. I'm going
to
get a car and you're,
you're out.
Are we just doing straight Patreon, or are we going to have, like, levels, or what's going to go on?
I don't know. We'll
all right.
We'll
Yeah. There's going to be a way for you guys, and I know a lot of you have been looking for ways to support the show for a while. I think we're going to get some shirts and some pint glasses as well to go with the Patreon. We're going to also be beholden to doing more regular destination disasters, because we actually have some great places. I think like Elsinore might be one.
Yeah.
We got some great places.
We can do Elsinore and Pioneertown in one day.
Yeah, so... I don't
know, we hit Elsinore for a few hours and we go to Pioneer Town, spend the night there because we can get comped rooms.
And I get it. That why do we get comped rooms?
Because I got a friend who manages the hotel.
And I got a friend who manages the hotel too out in Pioneer Town. We can have the whole town comped.
What?
Are you talking about the only hotel out there?
Yeah.
He works. Because my friend D manages the entire thing.
My buddy's
Pioneer Town Motel.
Steve.
Is he like a long hair hippie dude?
He might be at this point. Dark hair. Is he skinny? And
is he a guitar player?
He does everything. He's like Max's best friend.
This is the oldest man conversation.
All right, yeah, I'm sorry. We'll talk about that later. But there is, you know, and I get it. Like, Tyler's got a lot of responsibilities now. He's a father.
Are you talking about that place?
I've never been there, Mike, but if you had a picture of the dude in front of that place, I could tell you.
I hate you guys.
So,
the Pioneer Town Motel?
I know what it is. I'll text him. Stop it. Get the microphone off of his phone. I just realized it said microphone and phone. All right, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Damn it, that was perfect.
Is he wrapping it up too?
Yeah, he's wrapping it up.
All right.
That means we got to get out of here before all those animals are out of here.
They are. Right. They're wrestling fans.
Got to get out of here. All right, guys. Okay. So thanks for listening. Sorry, I apologize.
For what?
For being
everything
so sophomoric.
You did on this episode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Forgot about that.
I'm sure you did. You're sophomoric.
Wow.
You're immature.
That was pretty immature. Mm-hmm. It's pretty mature.
Yeah. Mike, I'm glad to see you're hanging in there. I'm not saying you're doing better, but you're doing
I'm not doing better, but I'm fine.
You're managing.
Yeah.
Ty, congrats on almost having a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was
ten more months
to
go.
Next episode could easily have
someone coming up here?
Somebody breaking into my office?
I don't know.
All right. They come up here to get supplies every now and then.
Let's get out of here.
All right.